This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. In Delta, Colorado, on the western slope, the Delta Daily King was the spot for ice cream. And CPR's Ryan Warner has this scoop on its next chapter.
The Dairy King on Highway 50 is not just where desserts were made, but love connections as well. A 1950s car hop started by the Huffington family.
I remember working there. I remember meeting my husband there. So many people met their spouses there, and I didn't realize how many, but quite a few.
That's Judy Huffington. She met the founder's son, Scott, at the Dairy King, then married him. The restaurant was shuttered for about 15 years before finding a buyer and a new life as a short-term rental. Scott Elkin purchased it with a business partner and poured close to $250,000 into renovations.
Obviously had to rewire it, permitting, city, state, all that pain in the rear stuff. We wanted to keep the flair, the nostalgia of it, and we think we did. So we have the rooms are named like cherry chocolate or chocolate banana. It still has all the flavors on the wall, lemon and tangerine and pounder peach and palisade cherry. And we've got the jukebox in there. We've got the old video games in there.
And, of course, ice cream is included in your stay. I'm Ryan Warner, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org where we have photos of the Dairy King in Delta then and now. Colorado Springs continues its annual tradition with the Star-Spangled Symphony and 4th of July fireworks this afternoon. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic is hosting a free concert at the Pikes Peak Center at 4. There are 10 fireworks displays scheduled after the performance starting at 9:15. This is CPR News and KRCC.